In Numbers 11, it was the mixed multitude that started this, and then the children of Israel joined in and also wanted more of this soul food from Egypt. Egypt represents the world. When we want to be like the world, we want to eat what the world eats in that sense. It feeds the soul. But the soulish man, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2:14, the soulish man cannot understand the things of the Spirit because they're foolishness to him. That's just a way of saying that soulish people do not want really spiritual food, or they have a resistance to it. They're allergic to spiritual food. They're allergic to manna. When that happens, they really demand soulish food from the pulpit, and so God gives it to them. But God also judges them for it. Now, he said that he's going to give it to them for a whole month, not just for a few days. So he's going to really get them so that they're sick of soulish food. That's like creating a famine of hearing the word. When you start to really get hungry for spiritual food, that's when God will begin to dispense the food. And there is a famine of hearing the word today, and I believe that it's because there's so much quail that is being dispensed here, people are finally starting to wake up to the fact that, hey, where is the real manna? We're starting to miss it. Because we've been eating this day in and day out for 2,000 years. The implication as well is that the 70 elders, which represents essentially the leadership of the church, of the church in the wilderness, see the parallel there, the 70 elders under Moses, who represents Christ, were there and they were called to dispense this quail. But they prophesied at the beginning for the first day, and then they ceased. Whereas the other two, Eldad and Medad, who represent the remnant, they represent the overcomers, or the two witnesses, remained in the camp and continued to prophesy, and they did not cease. And when there was objection to them, which you naturally see, Moses says, don't stop them. I would that all of God's people would prophesy. In other words, they're setting the example for the rest of us. Now, in the New Testament, we find that it was the Grecians who were complaining here, the murmuring, the mixed multitude, you see? They were complaining because they weren't apparently getting enough of this daily food, or the food rations, or the food stamps, or whatever the case they were. The apostles then got the word that they were to do exactly what Moses did, except instead of getting 70, they just got 7 of them. And of these, there's 2 that distinguished themselves, Stephen and Philip. Does that make any sense?